1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the show. Today it is OVC Football Previews Day. We'll take a look at all the games. There's actually a game being played tonight, and we will have that preview first. There are three games on Saturday, all conference games. No one plays a non-conference game this week, as we will get our sports update at the back end after we do our football previews. And right up top, there is something different, and that is Eastern Kentucky's game tonight with Tennessee Tech. This is supposed to be, I think they were having a blackout game there at Roy Kidd Stadium. Things are really, you know, pumped up. It's a Thursday night game. That's usually big on a campus. You can get all the kids out and have special events along with that. However, there was a threat, I think, written on a bathroom wall. And, you know, sometimes those are, they don't take them 100%. They're all taken seriously. Don't let me minimize that. That's not true. But most of the time, they're able to vet it pretty quickly, and it's just someone just being dumb who just scribbles it on. And it could be the case here, but given the events of the last couple of weeks, EKU decided to take this seriously. Now, this is serious when they've closed the campus today, Thursday, and Friday. The campus closed. Football game moved to Georgetown. That's serious. They have, a musical that they were going to play. That's been canceled. Other events on campus. So this has been impactful. Whoever made the threat, first of all, is a moron. That's inarguable. And they're in some big trouble when they get caught. Huge. Just think of the money this is costing, the inconvenience it's costing to people, just because what is probably going to turn out to be a non-legitimate threat. Now, it could be, but you have to take it seriously. If they didn't and something did happen and they hadn't taken these measures, it would be, from a publicity standpoint, brutal. So I get it, but the game has been moved to Georgetown. And now the players, what this turns into is a road game suddenly for Eastern Kentucky. Now, they'll have more fans there than Tennessee Tech because it's rather close to Richmond, so there isn't any doubt about that. But it isn't the friendly confines of Roy Kidd Stadium. It's probably a stadium that, unless one of these kids played at Georgetown in some capacity, be it a high school event or camp or something, they've never played on that field. So that's something different to have to deal with. And let's talk about the games. That's the first one up, and this is on the OVC Digital Network tonight. The Colonel's 17th ranked, Tennessee Tech unranked. Eastern Kentucky dominates this series 52-19, but the last time they played, last October, it was Tennessee Tech winning 39-31. Watson Brown, of course, the head coach at Tech in his ninth season there, 40-56. Dean Hood, his eighth season at Eastern, 51-35. Last week, Tech lost 31-17 at Martin. Eastern Kentucky lost, but it's one of those, it's a good loss. Now, Dean Hood wouldn't tell you that it's a good loss. Okay, I get that. But it really was a loss that fans were pretty proud of in that program, and who wouldn't be, as they took Kentucky to the wire, took them into overtime, and lost. But that's not going to be a moral victory that Dean Hood's going to take. Nevertheless, Watson Brown knows about Eastern Kentucky. The Eastern Kentucky Colonels have been one of the dominant teams in the league when it comes to the league history. However, recently, Tennessee Tech has had some success against them. And here's Watson Brown talking about the game and the matchup against Eastern Kentucky.
In the last four, we've gone 2-2 with them, so we've hung in there with these guys. And not many people do that. But I think this is the best of the 5 years. This is the best Eastern Kentucky team that I've seen them have. I just don't see weaknesses and just players everywhere, and they're making a lot of plays, and they're just gelling at the right time to me. They're getting better and better and better, and we absolutely have our hands full.
The Colonels have won 11 of the last 14 meetings with the Golden Eagles, although, as we mentioned last year, it was Tennessee Tech getting the win. The Golden Eagles scored 29 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to turn that 31-10 deficit into that 39-31 victory. Eastern Kentucky, you can bet, certainly remembers that. They talked about, Dean Hood talked about the Tennessee Tech and their quarterback, Jared Davis. Plus, it's a quick turnaround from the Saturday to the Thursday night for Eastern Kentucky.
You know, they're really, really good. Quarterback's playing really well. You know, they're a handful with Coach Brown. You know, running the offense, Don Lanham does a great job with the defense, and they're always really, really sound, one of the best teams in our league in special teams. So tough, tough task. Excited about, you know, about the game being on Thursday night. I think that's going to be good, you know, for us and the OVC. Have some Thursday night games and looking forward to it.
That is Colonels head coach Dean Hood. Eastern Kentucky and Tennessee Tech, again, that kicks off tonight at 6, and that will be at Toyota Stadium in Georgetown, Kentucky. That one moved. Second game on our menu is Southeast Missouri at Eastern Illinois. All the other games are Saturday. This is a 1 o'clock kickoff at O'Brien Field in Charleston. Eastern Illinois leads the series 16-6. Last meeting, Eastern Illinois won last year in October, 52-13. Tom Madukowicz at Southeast Missouri, 7-10 in 2 seasons. Kim Dameron at Eastern Illinois, 6-10 in 2 years. Last week, SEMO beat Murray State 27-10. Eastern Illinois defeated Austin Peay by a score of 40-16. Head coach of Southeast Missouri, Tom Madukowicz, talked about battling Eastern Illinois.
It's pretty scary. First of all, they took it to us last year. You know, it was one of only games that I just feel like they just out-physicaled us, and I was embarrassed at that. I think their quarterbacks is as dangerous as there is in the league. Both Church and Little, you know, are starters on any team in this league. Our defense has another really challenge at hand. Eastern Illinois has kind of been the standard. They've gotten after us a little bit in the last 3 or 4 years. We'll just kind of see how far we've tried to move our program in this game, I feel like.
Meanwhile, SEMO counters with Tremaine McCullough, a very talented running back who has taken the place of DeMichael Jackson, their number one running back, who was lost through the season with a knee injury. They have him, who had a terrific game against the Racers last week with over 200 yards on the ground, 220 to be exact. They also have to figure out how to stop Paul McRoberts. Kim Dameron said they have to figure that out somehow, but that's part of football.
We can't allow them to run it, and we've got to affect the quarterback, and we've got to make sure that we challenge these receivers. You know, they're going to make some plays, and, you know, McRoberts, he's going to make a play or two during the game, and it's something that we have to be able to weather that storm and all that. But we can't go in looking at, oh, we better, you know, double him or do this or do that. I mean, we have to do that in certain situations, and not to give away game plan stuff, but basically, I mean, it's not rocket science. We have to stop the run, and we have to make them one-dimensional.
That's Southeast Missouri and Eastern Illinois. That one kicks off at 1 o'clock on Saturday at O'Brien Stadium in Charleston, Illinois. Next up, it's Tennessee State at UT Martin. TSU comes in 3-1, 0-1 in the OVC. Martin 2-2, 1-1 in OVC play. This one kicks off at 2:30 at Hardy Graham Stadium in Martin, Tennessee. Tennessee State leads the series 15-9. Martin won last year 21-16. Rod Reed, the head coach at Tennessee State, 35-28 in his 6th year. Jason Simpson in his 10th season at Martin, 60 wins and 47 losses. TSU had an off week last week. Meanwhile, Tennessee Martin defeating Tennessee Tech by a score of 31-17. Rod Reed, the head coach, talked about UTM's success, and he knows they'll be prepared for the Tigers.
They know how to, you know, dial up a formula for success, and we have to do a good job of going in there, and we've got to do something they've been able to do. You know, they sacked Tech's quarterback 8 times last week, and their quarterback has only been sacked once. You know, we've got to be able to get their quarterback off his mark a little bit, but they do a good job protecting. And we've got to protect ours in those situations. But we want to be balanced going in there, and we know that it's going to be a tough out for us. But we'll be up for the challenge, and we were very fortunate to have an open week when we did this year.
Meanwhile, Jason Simpson of UT Martin, very happy with the win last week on the road. Now they're back home for their homecoming game, and he expects a tough challenge against Tennessee State.
They're always good on defense, got a great scheme. You know, chase the football, you know, you got to find ways to, you're not going to have a big day offensively. I mean, we haven't in several years. We may have won a game or two, but, you know, it's you just try to get first downs and
get short field, and that's the way that that's, you know, for us to be able to move the ball against them. They're good. Coach Reed does a really good job.
That's Tennessee State at UT Martin Saturday at 2:30 at Hardy Graham Stadium in Martin. Austin Peay at Murray State caps off the fourth game of the day. This one kicks off at 3 o'clock at Stewart Stadium in Murray. It's the Racers' homecoming. This has a Governor's team 0-5, 0-2 in the OVC. Murray State 1-4, 0-2 in conference play. At this week's press conference, head coach Mitch Stewart says his team just needs to relax, don't press, and try to figure out a way to beat a much improved Austin Peay team despite that record.
They do some good stuff offensively, and they're very dynamic in what they do. They're very good at keeping you off guard and off pace and off schedule defensively. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, on the defense, they do some things blitz-wise that can keep you off pace and get you behind the chains and so on and so forth. So they do a tremendous job over there. You know, and their talent level is just getting better and better. I think it's, you know, with that new stadium they got and all that, they've done a good job recruiting, and they've got a lot of good players over there. So it, like I said, it makes for a great competition and a fun game for us.
Last year, Austin Peay had success against the Racers. Kirby Cannon remembers that and talked about the rivalry with the Racers.
Rival game is the right word to use. You know, historically, Murray versus Austin Peay is a great matchup in all our sport. We defeated Murray last year, our only win. And like I said, if you're only going to have one, that's the one that this program demands that you get. So it's a big week. Our kids are excited about it. We know that they're not going to take us lightly with last year's result in mind. And so we're just looking forward to the game, and we'll be prepared to play.
Murray State and Austin Peay, 3 p.m. Saturday. The Racers lead the series 34-14. The Governors again winning last year 20-13 for their only win of the season. Kirby Cannon 36-114 in 14 seasons at Austin. Actually, this is that's his overall record. He's 1-28 actually at Austin Peay. They have that reversed there. Mitch Stewart 1-4 at Murray State. Of course, the Governors last week a 40-16 loser against Eastern Illinois. And it was Murray State, a 27-10 win, loss rather, against Southeast Missouri. So that's Murray State and Austin Peay. Of course, we'll have that for you on Froggy 103.7 at 2:30. And by the way, it is a special week. They're going to honor the 1995 and the 1996 Murray State Championship teams. Houston Nutt and the bunch will be in the tent at Tent City. They'll have a tent for him set up, so that'll be pretty cool. I'm going to talk about that, and we'll have a closer look at the game coming up on Friday's Neil Bradley Show at 1340WNBS.com. All right, those are the football previews. Let's get you caught up with everything. Kristen Besselson, Scotty Ingram, and Alyssa Lelm all had double-digit kills last night as the Murray State volleyball team swept Austin Peay 25-16, 25-21, and 27-25 to improve to 14-1 overall, 4-0 in the OVC. Franklin County's C.J. Jones won a four-hole playoff over Lyon County's Cullen Brown to claim medalist honors at the KHSAA Boys State Golf Championship at Bowling Green Country Club. They tied at 8 under 136, forcing the playoff. St. Xavier won the team title by 37 shots over Franklin County. McCracken County and Marshall County tied for 7th at 6:19. The Ohio Valley Conference announced yesterday that 7 OVC men's basketball games will air exclusively on the CBS Sports Network this season. The addition of 7 games brings the total number of conference men's basketball games on national TV to 19. Murray State will get 3 games in the CBS package, beginning with the January 2nd home game versus Morehead State, the Racers' January 30th game at UT Martin, and the February 25th game at Eastern Illinois will also be a part of the package. Congratulations to Murray State's Brock Simmons. He's the OVC Male Co-Golfer of the Week. He tied for 3rd at the Skyhawk Classic this week at Paris Landing Golf Course. Through 9 rounds this fall, he ranks 3rd in the OVC in stroke average at 71.2. Former Racer Cam Payne and the Oklahoma City Thunder opened exhibition play last night at Minnesota. The Thunder put up 63 points in the first half and cruised to a 122-99 rout. Payne with 6 points, 2 assists, and 10 minutes of action, hit 2 threes. Did have some shaky moments early on, but settled down. Jitters, first game, got it, understand, and all is good. Murray State Athletics with a new home to showcase its greatest of the great. with the opening of the Burton Family Hall of Champions. That opens this Saturday from noon until 3. Located in the front of the CFSB Center, the Hall of Champions highlights the greatest individuals and championship teams in racer history, and it's a really neat deal. This will be open for visitors 3 hours before every Murray State home football and men's basketball game, and admission is free. So be sure and check it out. The video of that is absolutely outstanding. High school soccer tonight on the boys' side. Callaway's at Tillman, Christian County at Murray. On the girls' side, Murray High is at Logan County. We now know who the Cardinals will be playing in the National League Division Series as the Cubs blanked the Pirates last night 4-0. Game one on the air tomorrow, 5:45 first pitch. We're on the air with it at 4:50. We'll have all the games live on 1340 WNBS tonight. Thursday night football, it's Houston and Indianapolis. We'll have that for you at 7 on 1340 WNBS. That's sports. And we'll check with you tomorrow with that inside preview of the Murray State-Austin Peay game.